righty, welcome back in. Hour number three of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We were on the air for the historical upset last week on Friday, where Fairleigh Dickinson became the second ever 16 seed to take down a number one seed with their victory up against the Purdue Boilermakers. The man behind that history was Tobin Anderson, who was the coach at Fairleigh Dickinson and now has a new job as the head men's basketball coach at Iona. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Coach, first off, thank you for just what is a wonderful memory last week. Congratulations on the new gig. And how are you?
Of course, Zach. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
So how has life been for you? If you take a deep breath, because I know you probably haven't had time to really process a lot of this with how much it's been moving so quickly. Since Friday to now, with the job change as well, how has life been?
It's been crazy. Like, just so crazy. Like, just nonstop. And I haven't had a chance to take a deep breath. I'm hoping to maybe at the end of this weekend. But it's just from going from the high of the tournament, the wins, the success, you know, and then all of a sudden you come home and you're, you know, new job and, you know, meet the players, meet the people, saying goodbye to your old team. It's just been an incredible last, week or so. So I'm trying to slow down a little bit if I can, but it's been pretty crazy.
What you guys did on that Friday night, people are going to talk about forever. Let's just say in 10 years from now, someone that didn't see your team says, Coach, what was it like to coach that Fairleigh Dickinson team? What would you tell them?
Well, I mean, I don't think any team could play harder than we played that night. Like, we just are more connected, more focused, more able to just go through the ups and downs of a game. We were so locked into what we had to do. The most impressive was us being on that biggest stage, not being used to it. And we acted like a team that was, you know, used to being there. We played like a more veteran team, a more experienced team, a more, team ready for anything. So I just thought, you couldn't play any harder, any tougher, any more together. And that's what I was most proud of.
The last few years, I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to Shaheen Holloway after his team was able to have that great upset with the 15 beating a 2. Same with Paul Mills at the time at Oral Roberts. They always had confidence. They knew they belonged. Clearly, you guys knew you belong. Where does that confidence come from that your group was able to have?
We just have tough kids. Like our point guard in Utah, Demetri Roberts, who ended up being one of the best, I think one of the best guards in the tournament so far. He just has that feel to him. He's a Mount Vernon kid from outside New York City that he thinks he belongs with anybody. You know, you put him in an NBA game, you put him in a Knicks-Lakers game tonight, he'll play like he should be the starting point guard. And so he didn't back down from anybody. It's just the way he's been. And he's our leader. So when he brought it like we knew he could, that gets across to the rest of the team. So, yeah, it's just a bunch of tough guys that can play. And I think me running my big mouth before the game and saying we had a chance to beat Purdue probably got us more excited because we knew we had to play well just because we didn't want to look like a bunch of idiots, you know?
Well, Coach, it's the biggest boss move in the history of the tournament. You basically guaranteed the victory, and then you did so when everyone thought you were crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was worried we might get beat by 40. I'm like, if I say that and they come out and they beat us by 40, I'll be the biggest clown of all time. So it ended up, but I have tremendous belief in our team. I really did. And we played so well in the first four, and that kind of got us a chance to get off to a good start of the tournament and play and get some confidence and some juice to us. And that just kind of carried over to Purdue.
Did you really not want that speech that you gave to your team to not get on camera? Just wondering.
I actually didn't mind it. You know, it is what it is. Like, you got to kind of, you know, I mean, the most important thing was for our players to hear it. You know, so if it was on camera, off camera, whatever it was, I wanted our players to know we were going into that game, the middle of the ring, ready to fight, ready to go battle and play our best. And we did.
Tobin Anderson here with us. You talked about how dominant your guards were also down low on Edie down late in the game. You guys just did not let him breathe. Was that the biggest approach, your guards to dominate the game and then just have guys all over Edie at all times?
Yeah, for us to win, we had to play it that way. I thought we had better guards, which is something saying something crazy because they have Big Ten guards. I thought we had better guards. We had to make Edie uncomfortable, which he was, and just keep him, you know, surrounded by double teams, help, you know, the constant traps, half traps, things like that. And then our bench ended up being better than their bench. They were afraid to sub at one point, and our guys off the bench were playing so well. And I just, you know, it's like in most of those games against 16 versus the one, at some point the number one seed just kind of pulls away and puts their fist down. We got down by six at one point and never went away, never flinched, never blinked, and just kept coming. And I'm just so, you know. And I thought the next game against Florida Atlantic did the same thing too. I mean, it's almost harder because after a win like that, it would have been easy for us to kind of go away, go home, and just celebrate the Purdue win. I thought we played just as well, if not better, than the next game, and had a chance we could be playing tonight in the Sweet 16. That would have been great too. But I just proud of our guys and how they handle themselves.
I'll tell you, Tobin Anderson, my favorite part of the game was when you guys were up three with like 10 or 12 seconds left. And they were trying to inbound the ball to Edie, and then they had to settle for that jumper in the corner, which was an air ball. That had to be their third or fourth look. You guys just did not give them any space.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. We did a great job. Our guys were so locked in and so focused. And at a certain point, we kind of knew, we got that confidence. We knew we were the better team, and we played that way. And they got tentative. It's hard being the number one seed. It's tough being, you know, you get a lot of pressure. You're kind of playing, for the most part, in the Midwest, you're playing a home game. And, you know, the crowd had turned to us about, I don't know, halfway through the first half. The crowd started getting into us a little bit, and then we almost had our own home court advantage. So it was a surreal experience.
And I was at that Florida Gulf Coast game against Georgetown in Philly a few years back, and to hear the entire stadium just root for FGCU, when the crowd is chanting FDU, that's just got to be a surreal moment where you pinch yourself and you're like, look where I was a year ago. This team had four wins, and you come in, and now you guys are on the verge of taking down the number one seed.
Yeah, I told him one time, Madison Fellows, look around. I said, just look around. There's 20,000 people here, and they're almost all for us. Like, the whole world, they're all behind us. That's not counting the people on TV, the people in other arenas. I mean, I saw some videos of other arenas putting the game on the big screen, and the other arenas chanting FDU too. So it was just an unbelievable experience, and that's the beauty of this tournament, is it takes a team like ours, an underdog, and makes us into a big story, and that was great.
I know it's a blur, but what were you thinking about, Tobin Anderson, when you're walking off the court?
Oh, you know, a little bit of everything. You know, you think about your family, obviously, you make so many sacrifices, how great they are, and like the journey from being a Division III coach, and like, you know, I'm walking off, we've won a lot of games, but you walk off the game there, and no one really cares, they're just like, you go back, you get your pizza, you get your subs, and you hop on a bus and go home. No one really cares. So just to be in that experience, to walk off that court for 20,000 people, and they're all going crazy. And, you know, I was thankful. I walked off with my athletic director, Brad Hurlbut, and to be there with him, he took a chance on me, hired me. And who would have thought we had done this in 10 months? So pretty special.
Well, the emotion you showed really did resonate with me. When I think it was Jamie Erdahl who asked you about your father and what this would mean if he was able to see it. Just tell me a little bit more about your dad, who was a coach, obviously, and Steve.
Yeah, my dad was I was very close to him, and I mean, I'm a coach. And I grew up, I love basketball. Like, I'm at basketball my whole life. I can't do much else besides coach basketball. So I was in a gym when I was old enough to walk. Like, I went to every one of his practices. Me and him, we used to fly to or drive to clinics, coaching clinics, the two of us together, when I was probably 8 or 10 years old. So I spent an unbelievable amount of time with him. I played for him, obviously. Which is not easy to do sometimes, playing for your father. So and he was my assistant coach at Division III. He retired and became my assistant. So we spent so much time together, so much time around basketball. You know, our whole life is basketball. So obviously to have that opportunity, you think to yourself, man, I wish he was here to see this. I'm not sure he could handle the whole thing. He'd been going crazy. But, you know, I know how proud he would have been. And obviously I miss him all the time. But you know, he still loves his voice and his how he handled himself and how he had coached his guys and taught his players still lives on with me. I hear his voice all the time.
Tobin Anderson wrapping up with him, the star of the NCAA tournament at Fairleigh Dickinson, now the new head coach at Iona. Also, when you look at this grind and this journey that you've been on, when you got the job at Fairleigh Dickinson a year ago, coach, like, what were you expecting to do in year one? Just wondering.
Just trying to be somewhat competitive, honestly. Like, we're just like, we lost some good players off the team that before they, like, they had three or four guys that ended up being pretty good Division I players this year. So we lost some good players. So we were just hoping to maybe get, you know, to 10 wins, show some fire, show some competitiveness, establish a culture, a way of playing. And no way in anyone, in wildest dreams, do we think we have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament and then go to the NCAA tournament, win two games beat a number one seed and the biggest win in school history or in NCAA tournament history. Just that was, you know, we just wanted to compete. So, yeah, I mean, I told the guys, I thought this could happen. I thought it would take us 4 or 5 years to make this happen. We just kind of sped the process up and did it in 10 months, which is pretty unheard of. And that takes more than just a head coach. That takes a great staff, a great support staff and administration, and obviously great players.
A lot of people nationally just know you for these last three games. What is Iona getting, though, in their next head basketball coach since you're replacing Rick Pitino?
Well, we had practice this morning already at 7 a.m., right? So, you know, I'm a hard worker. I'm a grinder. I'm going to do what it takes for us to be successful. Like, our players are going to work hard, but so great staff and do it the right way. You know, and I'll, you know, nothing will change for me. Like, my wife always makes fun of me all the time. I'm 85. Like, I love what I do. So, we're just going to go right back to work and try to make Iona basketball. You know, it already is pretty good. Let's make it even better and do things that have not been done before.
What was the holy crap moment for you? Everyone in the sports world, everyone outside of the sports world is talking for you. What was the message or the tweet that you got that you're like, I can't believe this person is talking about Tobin Anderson?
Yeah, there's been so many, like, the tweets, the texts, all that kind of stuff. There's one, you know, obviously Bill Belichick texted me one night. It was great. And then I get that. The funny part is, like, Frank Caliendo, you know, the guy does the impersonation, yeah. Does the white spider, you know, he sent me a direct message. He wants to do a fast-talking basketball coach is his next thing. I couldn't stop laughing about that. So that was pretty crazy too.
I know you have the Wesleyan connection. Did you ever have a conversation prior to a few nights ago with Belichick before that?
Nope, not at all. Nope, I had not a chance at all. You know, obviously admired him and thought the world of him, and then yeah, we heard him text me. You know, the night after the Purdue game was pretty awesome.
That's unbelievable. Well, Coach, it's been surreal. It's been great. The only thing I want to ask you before we let you run, you've been on this grind since 1996. You've done it at all different levels, and now you're getting the big national spotlight. Just if there's a young coach that's 22, 23, just getting into this, just what type of advice would you give them?
You know, just keep working and get yourself ready. Like, you know, my dad always told me, like, you know, at some point you'll get a chance. Make sure you're ready. And so I think I was definitely ready when I got my chance. It took me a little bit longer to get that chance on the national stage, but I was definitely ready. Like, get yourself ready. Like, do all you can. Like, prepare yourself. Like, do all the work. Surround yourself with good people. Like, keep working. Keep winning and, like, having success. Don't take any shortcuts because, you know, at some point, you know, if you do all the right things and work hard, you will get a chance. And then when you get the chance, you got to take advantage. So we definitely took it. Mean, and I told our players that. This is a great opportunity. Very few people have this opportunity. Let's go take advantage of it. So I think our team did. I think I did. So that was special.
I know you're a student of the game. Is it a little bit crazy for you when you hear that you're taking over a job that Rick Pitino just had last week?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I think more so in my mind, Iona basketball has been so good for so long with so many different coaches. So obviously Pitino's a Hall of Fame coach. But the guy before him, Tim Kloos, did an unbelievable job too. Went to 5 straight NCAA tournaments, you know, and Kevin Willard and Jim Valvano and Tim Welsh. I mean, there's been so many, Kevin, you know, all those guys that have been there. So I'm following a legacy of great coaches that have won for a long time. So it's not, you know, obviously I have great respect for Coach Pitino. I still, a lot of things he does, we do defensively with the press and the up-tempo style. But I'm taking over a program that's, you know, one of the best winning programs on the whole East Coast. And so a lot of pride, a lot of excitement.
Well, Coach, we really do appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Thank you.
My pleasure. Great talking to you. Take care.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.